4 years, 2018 is the last time we're in it, Tom. It's a long time in Burton not to be in a county final, considering our history. But here, look, we revolved it, I suppose, after the last 2 or 3 years, and we're really looking forward to a match this weekend, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose in 2018 you came and caused a bit of an upset because you went into that game as underdogs against, Setanta, who had won the previous year, and people were talking about them being there for a few years.
Look, Tom, we probably were slightly underdogs. The only thing probably different at that time is...
Bart never think they're underdogs, is that it?
No, we do, let me tell you. More than most know, let me tell you. But I suppose that year we probably had more county players or more boys starting than the county players than people probably give us credit for, I think. I think that stood this a lot that year. This year's a bit different where... you know, we're a lot younger and we've a completely different side, you could say. I think we've only have... maybe five boys that actually started in a county final before on the panel this year. So, you know, it's a new team we have now, you know.
Yeah. And this is your second year. Obviously very disappointed to lose last year to St. Unans.
Look here, that's probably give us a wee bit of extra bite against Unans in the final. I think the boys were disappointed that we just felt we didn't perform against Unans in the semi-final last year, and then they went on, they won it. So... look, it was a long wait to get back at them in the semi-final, but in fairness, things started to click last weekend for us, and, you know, we got over the line to end up.
Yeah. Obviously, Paul Burns, Christopher McDermott, Dara Grant, Stephen Gillespie, Conor Garland, and Ronan McDermott are probably household names in Donegal Hurling at this stage. But them being still up the backbone of the team. But tell me a little bit about the young fellas you've brought in.
Look here, you mentioned Conor Gartland there. He's only 18, maybe turning 19 this year. And Liam McKinney coming in there. James Dunne, who was injured the last time, he's fully fit for this weekend again. Kevin Curran, our man, he's struggling a bit for injuries, come in. Kieran Curran, all these boys when they come in the last 2 or 3 years, you know. And then I suppose you mentioned boys there like Kieran Bradley and Kieran Brady, who are only really 21, 22 yet, you know. It's all young. Keely McDermott's another man who's young as well, like, you know, and they're sort of pushing the team on, pushing the older few on, you know.
When you look at Setanta, obviously they have all the big names. Does that daunt you a little, or does it, you know, whet the appetite?
Aye, look here, I suppose if you sat down and thought about it too much and you looked at it on paper, you're thinking, oh God, what are we going to do here? But at the same time, look here, it's a match, and look, anything can happen on the day. Look, they'll be hot favourites. They've been the dominant force the last number of years in the county, and here they've experienced, whenever you look at Coulter and Gilmore and even their younger boys in, like Marley, Rory Campbell, Dean Harvey and Josh Connolly. You know, they all have to be marked, they all have to be watched, you know, so our boys will have to be at their best to be in the game at the end, I would say, you know.
And talk to me about this year's campaign. Obviously, you beat St. Julian's, you lost to Setanta.
We did. Look here, we're up on the cross. Here, in fairness, they just did too much for us that night, you know.
But I was speaking to Gary McGettigan a few moments ago. He was saying both of you probably were a bit under strength that night, or certainly you were anyway.
Well, here, we weren't really missing too many, to be honest with you. I think maybe Conor Gartland might have only been returning from injury that night, but other than that, we nearly were full strength. But here, look, they just used the ball better than us that night. Whenever they worked the ball out from the back, or they turned us over the back, they seemed to be good at switching the play and getting it up the other end of the field, and then they exposed our defence a wee bit. So, you know, hopefully our boys have learned from that now, and we'll rectify them things in the final, you know. Yeah.
And obviously very little time to prepare for a final because, what, you only got through the semi-final last weekend?
Aye, that's 2 weeks. But here, Tom, in some ways it's a good thing that the matches are week on week, because here that's what players want. Suppose the only thing it is a wee bit early in the year. It's a long time now from the 31st of July till next March again before there's another match, you know. So maybe it's something they need to look at a wee bit. Could we rejigged even if there's an extra month on it or something would help, you know.
So, have you got everybody?
Aye, look, here, hopefully, I know a couple of knocks. Liam McKinney was struggling a wee bit there after the Unions match, and so was Kieran Brady, but here, they're fully trained this week, so hopefully they'll be rad, good to go on Saturday.
And I know you're underdogs, but looking forward to the challenge, no doubt.
Aye, look, here, what can you do? you always look forward to a challenge, and here that's where we wanted to be. We sat down at the start of the year, and you said you'd get in the final against Atlanta. You just took a right arm off you to get the chance to, you know, so that's where we want to be, and here Saturday will tell us where we're at, you know.